It's Jared and Katie in the morning on the number one hit music station, 107.5 KZL. On the phone with us, the official attorney of Jared and Katie in the morning with offices statewide, Lisa Lanier. She's president of the Lanier Law Group. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I hope you guys are.
Hey, we're good. We're good.
We didn't know this, but Lisa's a dead-eye sniper.
Who knew?
Yeah, watch out. Don't make me mad. I've had the pleasure of competing in this sniper competition. This was my fourth year, and a bunch of folks from different local media outlets come. And I was beat this year, though. I won it the last 3 years, and somebody from WXII beat me this year.
Oh, darn it.
Well, I
had a great shot, too. I couldn't believe anybody beat me on that. I mean, I was right on the target. I had two of the four prongs of the in the center of the target. I was mad.
I couldn't do it.
Well, I told you having Biggie from Rock 92 standing next to you, heavy breathing, probably knocked your rifle off a little bit.
It is a distraction.
I would blame him.
Well, so the sheriff's deputies are wonderful out there that got me involved in it, and they're going to get us out there, some of the guys from Rock 92, and Jared, I'd love for you or Katie, either both of you, to come join us because it's a lot of fun.
I won't be very good at it, but I would love to give it a try.
That'd be great. Let's do that for sure.
We could be snipers for a day.
That would be really, really cool. All right, we've been following Janelle from Teen Mom 2 for, what, 3 or 4 years now?
Yes. Lisa, do you ever check in with Teen Mom 2 or any of the Teen Moms?
I do. I am a fan of reality TV, and the Teen Mom stuff is awesome. And you don't get much better than homegrown North Carolina girl.
Yep. That's right.
Making us proud. Well,
exactly.
Janelle Evans was just in the news yesterday. She was arrested on Tuesday night for heroin possession. 12, well, we were calling them bindles yesterday, but an actual heroin user called in and told us to say bundles. And she was also charged for assaulting her husband. Is this enough to finally put her in jail?
I think she will go to jail. And, and I don't think she has much hope of getting her son back. I mean, her mom has custody of her son.
Yeah.
And you really have to show, in North Carolina, it's actually pretty tough to have your child completely taken away from you. And you really have to show the court that you are clean and sober and that you're making an effort. And here she was behind in her child support. So when they came out to arrest them for this domestic, and how dumb is this, too? Because you have all this heroin everywhere, and then you're creating this big disturbance with this domestic situation so that the police come because of that.
Right.
And then while they're there, they arrest you for the heroin, and they serve a warrant for unpaid child support. So
she was high. She's high, high,
high all the
time.
As Barbara likes to say. Now, if you, for example, for her, or for anybody, if you're caught with that much heroin, what are you facing in North Carolina?
Well, for her, because she was only charged with possession, and so she's probably looking at like 8 months. We have scheduled sentencing in North Carolina, but it's basically heroin is a Schedule I drug. It makes it a felony. It's a Class I felony. And somewhere in the neighborhood of without priors, and I think she does have some priors.
Yes,
so
she does.
Makes it work. Without priors, it can be as little as 3 months. But with her record, it's probably going to be more like 8 months. And then on top of that, she's got the assault. Or it was simple assault, I think, on the boyfriend, which is 60 days in jail.
Right.
And, she's just, with her priors and stuff, she's probably going to do some time.
What about her husband? I know that he was also caught with heroin, but he was caught with, it was the intent to manufacture, to sell, and then there was something else in there. But
I guess possession as well.
Yeah, what about for him?
Oh, it's much more serious for him. And I guess, from the looks of it, I guess it looked that she was actually in possession of just enough to use, but that he actually was the one that had control and possession over this much larger quantity, and that he actually had this manufacturing equipment. When they come in and they catch you with all the stuff that they use to cut it and process it and rebag it and that sort of thing, then they get you for distribution. And it's a much more serious crime, and he'll probably go to jail too. I'm sure he's facing an even stiffer prison sentence than she is. And, and the one thing that's really kind of bizarre in North Carolina is that her assaulting him is just simple assault, and it actually, if he had assaulted her, it would be assault on a female, and it would be a higher, a worse charge. And that's unfair.
That is unfair.
Do you know what? He was. Remember yesterday I read in the Hollywood News that he struck her with a closed fist and had punched her in the neck. Ooh. Do you remember?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So, I didn't see that charge. So that's so he's really in trouble. And then, of course, she was assaulting him, too, and she was charged with that. It's a mess. She is a mess.
Now, when they go to prison separately, maybe that will bring them closer together eventually.
Maybe.
You know, being
Maybe
away from so. Each other in prison.
How do the conjugal visits work, Lisa? Like, let's say that your husband's also in jail, and then you want to have a conjugal. Do you get to bring another inmate in? Or
No.
Oh.
No. They won't be having any conjugal visits here in North Carolina, but... Okay. No, and you know, and I wonder if her miscarriage a few months ago was a result of heroin. You know, that's what she was accused mm-hmm. of that.
Yes.
And she denied it. It made me really wonder now that, because she's been claiming that she's clean and sober, and then you find out about this, and you really wonder if that was the reason for the miscarriage. It's really sad.
It is sad. Yeah, that's the thing. It's really sad for the kids. So Janelle Evans, teen mom too, should be facing jail time.
Yeah.
For once.
Unfortunately, yeah. Bless her heart.
We're talking to the president of Lanier Law Group, official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning, Lisa Lanier. You can contact her 1-888-CONSULT. She has offices statewide, or simply go to 1075KZL.com, keyword Lisa. Now, this Texas plant explosion, the fertilizer plant that exploded last week, there's a lot of ramifications. Obviously, people who worked there were either killed or injured.
Mm-hmm.
But it also had like a blast radius of like 50 miles.
We played audio, yes.
It was heard mm-hmm. as far as 50 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
But there was like a nursing home, a school, and then there was also neighborhoods nearby where people were injured.
And losing their hearing, too.
Yeah, what is the recourse for example, the people who work there, of course, but also those who live nearby?
Well, the people who work there, you know, unfortunately, their recourse is just workers' comp. And that's really the people who were actually employed by the plant. And most states, like North Carolina, if you're hurt on the job, even if it's something pretty crazy, you know, like this, your recourse, it's the exclusive remedy, your recourse is workers' comp, and it's pretty limited. You know, it's a set, you know, your wages, and if you're killed, there's a cap with the death benefits, and it's really pretty limited, and unfortunately for those folks, that's where, you know, a ton of people were killed who actually were employed there. Now, if you were an independent contractor, you came in from another company, you know, you were the FedEx man making a delivery there that day, that's different, and then you would actually have what's called a third-party claim against the plant. And then, of course, all the people around who lost their homes or their hearing or were injured, they're already filing lawsuits. There have been several lawsuits filed already by neighbors and by insurance companies who are making property damage claims and then paying those and then going after the plant. So the plant's in big, big trouble here.
Okay, and I have a question, like, for here, if you're here in the triad.
Mm-hmm.
I know a guy that got hurt on the job, and really bad, just hurt his back really bad, and he made the mistake, well, they told him it was a mistake after the fact. He went back to work without saying anything.
Oh, yeah.
What do you recommend? Let's say, for example, I know our managers are going to hate this. Let's say, for example, Katie fell down the stairs here.
Let's just pretend.
Oh. And, like, broke her leg.
Oh,
sure.
No, that's not going to happen.
Why is
right?
it always me in these creative scenarios?
Exactly. So what
You're
happens,
clumsy.
The most important thing is notify the employer. And that's what your friend, you know, there's a notice requirement under the Workers' Comp Act that you have to notify the employer right away. And, you know, it's a lot of people make the mistake of just trying to shake it off, you know, like
yeah.
she falls down the stairs and she just says, oh, you know, I'm not going to make a big deal about this. I'll be okay. I'm going to shake it off. And then the next day she wakes up and she can't move and her, you know, her back's hurting and that kind of thing. And now we can usually overcome that kind of situation where you didn't necessarily report it that same day, although there is that notice requirement, but where there's a fairly short amount of time that goes by and other people knew, the main thing is proving that it actually happened, that you're not making that up, you know, so hopefully you saw her fall down the stairs.
Well, I pushed her down.
Yeah, you pushed her down. No, now you're adding other
oh,
details.
Oh, that's a different crime.
But, you
right,
know,
right.
I could
then,
see that
hey,
happening.
And then when you stop laughing, mm-hmm. you know.
I could right. see it happening where, let's say I do just accidentally fall down, and it's embarrassing, and I don't want to make a big deal out of it, and I'm hurt, but I just go home because I don't want to be embarrassed anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that happening.
Well, it happened
oh,
to my
absolutely.
Friend. It
yep.
happens,
yeah.
I think, all the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but you'll be okay. I mean, the fact that you didn't immediately notify your employer, you'll be okay if you make that report the next day, and we can overcome that. But there is a notice requirement, and all of these requirements are basically to prevent fraud, you know, to prevent
well, right.
you from pretending to fall down the stairs. And so they want to have timely notice and to be able to prove that it happened.
I got you. So you would that. Say as soon as you get injured, if you can, go ahead and tell your notify your company.
Sure. Safest thing to do is just make sure, even if it's just you know, telling your boss, hey, I fell down the stairs, but hopefully I'm going to be okay. You know, I don't want to make a report right now, or I don't want to make a big deal right now. And then the next day, you can, at least you've given that formal, you know, acknowledgement to your boss that this happened.
I got you.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're injured on the job, hire the best. Lisa Lanier, president of the Lanier Law Group, our official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning. Lisa Lanier, 1-888-CONSULT with offices statewide. Thank you so much, Lisa.
Absolutely. You guys have a great day.
You too.
And Lisa, before we let you go, I know you like Teen Mom too. There's a new show that Katie just found.
Oh, yes.
It's called Dating and Pregnant.
Mm-hmm. It's on the Wii TV network.
So these are people who got pregnant by somebody else but want to continue to date?
Yes.
And so we're going to talk about that next. Are you having any interest in watching a show like that?
Oh, absolutely. I love all this reality television that's out there right now. I'm completely addicted. And you can just surf around and find this kind of great thing any time of the day or night. I love it.
It's great.
I will definitely be watching. Thank you, Lisa.